Well, the guy is going to join us now. And I want to tell you, look on the horizon of pitchers who could be here at AT&T Park. He's at San Jose right now, and he's having a terrific beginning of the season. He's a right-hander, as I say. And we welcome to the show Clayton Blackburn. Clayton, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We're doing great today. As you can tell from the calls, we got to handle a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, but five starts for you at San Jose, 2-0. And as everyone tells me, and I saw a little bit of you in spring training, 28 innings pitched for you, 33 strikeouts, and only four walks. Is it fair to say that you have pretty good control?
Yeah, I like to think so. You know, honestly, I just, you know, try to get ahead of batters early in the count, and it seems to work. You know, I just throw fastballs down in the zone and get a lot of early pitch outs. That's the key to going deep in the games.
Hey, Clayton, you guys down there in San Jose Giants in the California League having a good season, but you're a bigger cat, 6'3", 220 out of Texas. Who'd you grow up idolizing? Who was a starting pitcher you looked up to?
I always looked up to Nolan Ryan. You know, he was a guy that, you know, when I watched him pitch when I was younger, you know, I always thought, man, I want to be just like him. And that was my dad's favorite pitcher. You know, I look up to my dad, so obviously he was a good choice for me to look up to.
Yeah, not bad. Can you throw about 99, though?
No, I wish I could do that. I only throw 90, 92 usually.
Well, if somebody rushes you at the mound after you plunk him, you put him in a headlock and just beat the living crap out of him, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't do that. No, we want to keep you on the field
sure.
here. All right, but last year at Augusta, you had a great year at Augusta. Again, 143 strikeouts and really 18 walks down there. What's the difference in getting up to the Cal League? Because they always say the Cal League's high A, more college players coming in, and there's a lot of offense. Is there a big difference between Augusta and San Jose? And if so, what is it?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of difference in some of the hitters. You know, like you said, most of the guys are college guys who, you know, already know how to hit. And a lot of guys last year in Augusta, it was their first year, so they're still trying to figure out their swing and, you know, still trying to make adjustments. And I feel like this year, most guys, you know, they kind of got their swing down. They're starting to become better hitters and more knowledgeable of the game. So it makes it a little more tough. You know, you don't get as many swings and misses out off the plate, but, you know, you gotta adjust to them just like they adjust to you.
So what do you do, though? Do you have to, you know, change your pitching style at all? Or do you pitch differently now than you did at Augusta, knowing that the hitters are different?
No, I don't think I do anything differently. I think it's just more just throwing more quality pitches. You know, when you get it behind the count, you can't just throw balls over the plate.
Yeah.
Obviously, knowing in the Cal League, the ball travels a lot more, so you got to throw pitches down the zone. You know, you got to work ahead. That's the big thing, really, is working ahead.
All right, that's a good point. Clayton Blackburn is with us, San Jose Giants, and, you know, again, we look on the radar. You're right on there for this ball club. Andy Scales was on with us last month, Pat, you remember, and he
sure.
talked about his pitching staff at San Jose getting outs by pitching within the strike zone. In other words, getting outs in the strike zone, not necessarily making people chase. Do you do that, Clayton? Do you go right at people?
Yeah, I feel like me and, you know, most of the guys on this staff, you know, that we throw a lot of quality pitches early in the count. You know, a lot of the guys, you know, don't just throw 95 miles per hour by people. A lot of guys on this team, you know, sit in the lower 90s and with good movement and good location. I think that helps us and definitely helps me, you know, get deep in the game.
Well, you were in Augusta last year. Now you're in Oakland. You almost went to University of Oklahoma, right?
Yes.
So, all right, now you're an Oklahoma kid. Now you're in Augusta, Georgia. And I think, Pat, Fort Gordon, Georgia, right?
I don't know the bases around Augusta.
I think Fort Gordon.
Is that right?
I think I went there at one point. But, all right, what are the bus leagues like in the South Atlantic League? Well, what are they like compared to even traveling the Cal League?
Right.
You know, for you, you're a young man. I can't imagine what it was like.
Are you asking what the South League travel was like?
Yeah, what was the bus league like, even compared to the Cal League here?
Yeah.
You know, the traveling, it was a lot hotter on the buses. You know, the bus trips were a lot longer. You know, you get a lot of bus trips for 8 to 10 hours. You know, we had one that was 12. But, you know, the ballparks were really nice there. I enjoyed playing in some of the nice parks they had down there. And some of the cities we went to were really cool. So, I mean, it wasn't too bad. I mean, I didn't have any complaints about it. But, yeah, the Cal League, a lot of the bus trips are a lot shorter. And, you know, we even have a couple where we commute back and forth. So I'd say the Cal League travels a little bit easier.
Well, I guess now what about the buses in the Sally League? Did they give you at least a bus with DVDs and all that kind of stuff?
You know, you really never know what you're going to get on, in the Sally League. One trip, the bus was really nice. The next trip, the air conditioning didn't work. So you really never know what you're going to get. But, you know, you have to battle through it and be your best every day. So it's tough times, but...
They used to tell stories about the bus breaking down, and you had to push the bus. I hope that hasn't happened yet.
Oh, man.
No, we haven't had that happen yet.
All right.
I tell you what, Marty, when you're down there in that deep part of the South, because Ed Clayton and I used to live down there, boy, you don't want the AC busting out because that humidity is just a killer. And I tell you what, too, when you guys are driving around California League in and out in the South, Crystal, you know what I'm talking about with the Crystal Burgers, yeah. Right, Clayton?
Yeah. Yeah.
Marty, you don't want to mess. I mean, just a gut bomb.
Do you get meal money in Augusta?
Yeah, you get meal money. And
what do you? How much do you get?
We get $25 a day.
Whew. All right. Well, you get a couple.
You can eat 25 Crystal Burgers for $25 now.
Exactly.
It'll kill you. Now,
some of it's pretty bad.
But it's different. But, you know, I love the idea of the minor leagues. One day I would love to take a season off and do play-by-play in the Sally League. I would. I mean, that's one of my bucket list kind of things. What was your favorite city down there in that league?
I think Charleston. I had my family come up actually on a road trip when we were in Charleston, and I got to see a lot of the city. And there's a lot of cool stuff in Charleston. The ballpark's awesome. That was a really fun place to be. You know, they drew pretty good crowds every night, and the ballpark was really nice. Locker room was nice. It wasn't too far from home, so that made it nice. And then, you know, just the whole town and getting to see it with my family made it a lot better too. So
that's awesome, Clayton. Clayton Blackburn, San Jose Giants starting pitcher, here with Marty and Patrick Connor on the Public House patio. And hey, Metallica performed the national anthem last night here at AT&T. Who's the biggest celebrity you've ever seen in the minor leagues do something like that?
Oh, I don't.
You ever had a celebrity, maybe like Lynyrd Skynyrd or Darius Rucker come out in Charleston?
No, we never had anybody too famous come out, so I couldn't. I don't think there's anybody of that caliber out there. I love Metallica, so that'd have been pretty cool to experience.
Yeah, they're big baseball fans too. They were out here last night, Clayton. So the ball club is playing well. The San Jose Giants they're playing well, and you've got Rancho Cucamonga next for you. That is at home, and you're pitching on Monday night. Tell us a little bit about your ball club and how it's going.
You know, we're meshing really good as a team. You know, some of these guys were here last year, and you know, they kind of mentor us and, you know, what the league was going to be like and stuff like that. I think we just, you know, we started off good in Visalia, and our pitching staff's done a great job. And, you know, when our pitching staff hadn't done great, you know, our offense has picked us up a lot. And defensively, we've been playing great. So, I mean, we're doing a lot of the little things right, and we're winning a lot of games. And, you know, when you're winning a lot of games, it makes it easy.
Are you happy with your season so far? Is everything going well for you?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy it, you know, as long as we're doing good. And the team's winning, you know, it's hard to complain.
No, look, it sounds like you're doing really well, and I know you're one of the top pitchers in the league right now. Clayton, offensively, I know the fans like to listen to this and get an idea of what's going on down there. Give me a couple of names offensively of someone who's hitting the ball pretty well now.
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is Ryan Cavan. He's hitting .360 right now. And, you know, every time he gets out, too, he barrels the ball up every time. You know, he's a great hitter. You know, Mac Williamson's struggling a little bit right now, but I mean, if you watch him hit, you have the feeling he's going to go deep every time he gets steps to the plate. Villalona.
Yeah, Villalona.
Villalona, he started off struggling early in the season, but, you know, he's turning around, and he's putting really good swings on the ball. And, you know, obviously Devin Harris, you know, with six home runs and six games streak there, and then even the next game after he ended that streak, he still went 3-for-5.
Wow.
A double and two singles. So, I mean, he's tearing it up too. I mean, but I'd say as a team, you know, we're hitting the ball really well. And like I said, you know, running the bases, doing the little things right, you know, that makes for a lot of wins.
Beautiful. Well, it's great to have you on, Clayton Blackburn. And I know we're going to see you. It's that control within the strike zone. When you can do that, good things are ahead for you. So I appreciate you being on with us.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. That is Clayton Blackburn.
You got a good way about him, Marty.
Yeah, very nice. We can have fun with him, and he hung with us. You know
he's
what I mean?
A young guy, right? So, yeah. But he was able to kick it around and have some fun.